Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, the AT&T Morning Line, live from the Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs. We are here with Kelly Jones, Louisville Metro Police Department, and Metro Safe. And, you know, when we say there's these people who have been around the Derby for a while, and they kind of know what's going on, and they've got the inside view of what understands, Kelly would be one of them. You've done this, what, 35 years now?
That is correct. This is my 35th in a row. I've been to a few more before I came to work for the city, but I was here in 73 when Secretariat won, so that's something I've always thought
beautiful,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just makes me realize I'm not as young as I thought I was, but the years go, but let me tell you, the body falls right along with it.
So the amount of effort that goes into this and keeping everyone safe and secure, thank you for what you do. The first responders are vital to what goes on here.
Well, thank you for saying that. I always appreciate the chance to come and talk to folks during this week. And it's just cool to talk to folks from around the state and make friends. And something I enjoy. But you're right. Planning starts, matter of fact, you know, this first week of May, our first meeting for next year will be the first week of June. So we work about a year to try to, we look and say, what did we get right or wrong this year? And how do we change that next year? But we also look at all the other derbies combined. What do we do right? What do we do wrong? We have local, state, federal partners. The world's changed a lot, and we have to change with it. And people say, well, what kind of things have changed? And the biggest is technology. There's just no doubt. It's probably the same for all of you. You know, we have cameras, and we have apps, and we have something for everything to try to keep us safe. And it's our job here to try to keep up with that technology, with trends. We want people to come and have a good time. We don't want to be the fun police. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be arrested on Derby Day, and nobody wants to arrest you. I promise you that. You got to work really hard to get put in jail on Oaks and Derby Day.
Well, and I have honestly shadowed the police for some of these things, and you're exactly right. And I've discussed this with other officers, and they say, you know, we're here to make sure everybody has a good time, but they're safe with it and they're smart. And if we have to go that extra mile and put you in cuffs, you really went way too far.
You did. And you have to, if you see someone in handcuffs, they've earned their way. But in 99.99% of those people probably didn't handle their libations quite in the way they should have, and that's an issue. But while we're talking about, and if you don't care, I'll talk a little bit about patron safety, because that's one of the things most important to folks. And I tell people, first of all, whether you're local or out of town, know what's prohibited. You don't want to park a mile away, take the shuttle bus, get up to the gate, and they tell you, well, you got to throw that away or drive it back to your car. That's your choice. You don't want to have to do that. ChurchillDowns.com has a great website. Churchill Downs has an app that you can get from the Apple Store or the Google Store that's fantastic. Know what is allowed. Don't be that person. Protect your phone as well when you're in here. It's everybody's lifeline. I also encourage folks to bring a phone charger. What a great invention, these portable phone chargers. I mean, I'll have three or four with me. I use them on airplanes. I use them when I travel. The greatest thing since sliced bread. Nobody wants their phone to go dead. I tell the ladies, keep your purse zipped up. Don't be an opportunistic crime. Guys, keep your credit cards in your front pocket or your wallet in your front pocket if you can, or at a minimum, keep your back pocket buttoned. Have a list of where you call if you lose your credit cards. Know your bank. You'd be amazed at how many people don't know what to do when they lose their credit card. We don't want that to be you. If you see something going on out here, say something to somebody, staff, police, or somebody. And I want to hit on a couple, three or four things if we have time.
Certainly.
Human trafficking is something that we need our attendees to watch out for. If you see man or woman that you believe is involved, visually you observe it's a subservient looking relationship, someone could be physically abused, just a real domination, and you're really concerned about that, go find a law enforcement officer, find a staff member, get us involved, and then we'll take it from there. But the Derby is well known for that type of activity. It's not a good thing, and there's predators in the world, and every year we'll get some of those people, but we do that with the public's help, and we need that. Got time for me to go into traffic?
Talk about traffic. Let's do
it. All right. Three key words: patience, patience, patience. I don't care if you're from in town or out of town. Now, when you come to the Kentucky Derby and you're not taking a shuttle, say, from the fairgrounds, and you park your car, please write down where you parked your car. You would be amazed at how many people don't have any idea where they parked their car. It is important. If you parked at 123 Main Street, put it in your phone, put it on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket. Some people just forget. Some people aren't capable of reading it when they get out of here because of too many beers, and that's okay. And I say that jokingly, and that's okay. But they just don't remember where because they can't tell the person who is sober where they parked their car. So put it in your pocket. We had one guy one year that the infield had to be evacuated. He passed out in the porta pot. When he went in there, there was 50,000 guests beside him. When he came out, there were zero. And we have it on video. And if you could see the look on the guy's face, it's one of the most memorable moments of any derby I've ever been involved in. You had to think you got transported somewhere else. Patience. Don't call 911 if you're stuck in traffic. It burdens our 911 operators. But real quick, there's a special events hotline in Louisville, and it's 502-689-1440. 502-689-1440. You can call that number, and you'll get a live body, or at the very least, they'll call you right back if you're stuck in traffic, and they'll help you. A couple last things, and if you have time, you can ask me any questions. This year, you can text Derby to 67283. That's Derby to 67283. You'll receive Churchill Downs updates on that app, or you can also download what's called Lens Alert, L-E-N-S Alert. It's a Louisville emergency notification system, and you get that from louisvilleky.gov. That will give you any notifications on your phone about bad weather, anything going on that you need to know about, a dangerous situation. We won't follow you back to E-Town when you leave. You can take it out of your phone and you leave here, so nobody's trying to get in your business, and some you can get rid of when you leave town, but it'll just help you navigate the city.
Thank you so much. Kelly Jones, LMPD and MetroSafe, a wealth of knowledge, and we appreciate your time this morning. It's Brian and Tricia from the AT&T Morning Line, and it is brought to you by
Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers, and we are Quixie 98.3.